Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. What do the things we save say about us and our shared history? The University of Delaware's exhibition, What They Saved, explores that question through personal letters, unique family heirlooms, wartime mementos, and other eclectic keepsakes, revealing deeper stories of identity and the past we choose to preserve. For this edition of History Matters, Delaware Public Media's Kyle MacKinnon visited UD's Morris Library for a firsthand tour of What They Saved with the library's head of special collections, Hillary Kativa.
I think a good place for us to start would be the origin story of the exhibit. How did all of this, how did this exhibit come together?
Yeah, great. So happy to be with you. So What They Saved, the idea really started with thinking about some of the interesting and unusual objects that are in special collections here at the University of Delaware. So our department, we typically collect books, manuscripts, correspondence, photographs, a lot of your paper-based materials, as we like to call them. And we don't necessarily intentionally collect objects, but we have a lot of objects. So we were interested to follow that thread of just, why do we have these things? How did they come into the collection? What's the significance? Is there a story we can tell? And that was really the genesis of the exhibition that we started with. So then the curatorial team that included five of the librarians and archivists on staff here, we started doing a little research into the objects that we would find searching our catalog, searching our collections, and then really delving into what were some of those stories that we could tell. And we kind of went from there.
So what's the criteria for this exhibit then? What made the exhibit versus what didn't? What did that process look like for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. So early on, we really didn't want the exhibition to just be all the strange things that you find. I mean, that does sound kind of fun, but we wanted it to have some kind of grounding criteria, some kind of framework that we could work from. So we looked at the objects that we were finding and thought about, what brought them together. And in a lot of cases, it was this idea that somebody saved it for a particular reason. It might be that it was a memento of wartime service. We have objects from both the Civil War and World War II on display. It might be something related to Delaware history, which is a big area of focus for us. It might be a family object, baby hair, baby teeth, things that we even save today that might go in a baby book. Or it might be an object that was related to someone who was considered a celebrity, something with an autograph or an object that person used. So really thinking about what were some of those themes that idea of saving, that somebody treasured this object for a particular reason. And that's also how we landed on the title, What They Saved, for the exhibition.
Right. Yeah, it's all in the title, isn't it? We got items from wars, baby teeth, baby hair. I'm guessing the Civil War might be the answer to this question, but what's the oldest object you have, or objects, and what's the newest objects you have?
Oh, yeah. So interestingly, I'd say the Civil War actually probably falls in the middle.
Wow.
Of some of the objects. So we have some objects that were saved by a particular family, the Littell family, that was local to Delaware and Pennsylvania. And they collected a lot of relics, pieces of ash from Pompeii, or purported to be, I should say, They also had a piece of George Washington's coffin, which was kind of a popular thing to save in the 19th century. There was a lot of interest in Washington relics. So a lot of materials in their collection, which is kind of the case in the exhibition we refer to as our Cabinet of Curiosities, and it's a lot of just random things, including also some arrowheads that the family collected and saved. So I think those would actually be some of our oldest objects.
Wow. Piece from Washington's coffin. Okay, well, let's get up. Let's go look at, let's take a look at some of your favorites, some of the highlights from the exhibit. Let's check it out. Hillary's opening the door. Thank you. All right, what are we starting with here?
Yeah, so let's start here with some of my favorite objects. So first off, what we're seeing is a baseball cap from the Delaware State Conference of the NAACP. This is from the Littleton and Jane Mitchell papers. And the reason that we gravitated towards it is that it is representative of Littleton and Jane Mitchell, their involvement with the NAACP in Delaware. They were involved for many years, and Littleton Mitchell eventually became president and did a lot of work in the state to secure rights for African Americans in Delaware. And so it just really is something that is representative of the arc of his career, of his personal, you know, interest and contributions. And it's supported in the exhibition to help to tell that story. We have his personal copy of the Constitution and bylaws of the NAACP. We have some letters that he wrote that represent his advocacy in terms of desegregation in Delaware, busing, and other civil rights issues. So it's really just the object kind of draws you in and then kind of provides the context for that larger story. So it's one of my favorite objects there.
Your favorites. And the hat is it's blue. It is a nice shade of what UD blue, almost UD yellow there. As far as the lettering goes, the trim. And I think this might be a good opportunity, Hillary, to ask, as far as preservation efforts go for all of this, what does that look like in preserving these and keeping them in the best condition possible? What kind of work goes into that?
Yeah, sure. So the watchword in libraries and archives is acid-free. Mm. So we use special boxes, tissue, housing, folders to put these objects in the best, you know, condition for storage that they can be in. Usually, you know, if something's packed in that archival quality housing, it's pretty stable. But yeah, we kind of, we also have temperature controlled storage and, you know, just kind of keeping things level and consistent.
Right. For those that don't know, what temperature is ideal then for storage?
Yeah, so we usually try to keep it, depending upon the objects, the nature of the objects themselves, about 68 to 70 degrees is a pretty consistent across the board for paper-based objects. We also pay attention to the humidity, which we try to keep around 40%. You want kind of just a consistent drier air, but just not too dry. If it's too dry, things might become brittle.
Oh, okay. Dry air, not too dry.
Yeah. Just right in the Goldilocks way.
Well, what else? What else?
Yeah. So I will also highlight here that we have a traditional Japanese doll that's a wooden doll that is an interesting object that it's got some lovely hand painting, decorative of the face and the body. And it's a traditional kind of doll that is usually exchanged as a symbol of friendship and goodwill. So this doll comes from the Tom Carper congressional papers. Mm. So recently retired Senator Carper, before he was senator, of course, he served as the representative for Delaware in the House. So we have his congressional papers from that time. And what I love about this object, besides the fact that the style of Japanese doll was new to me, it was an interesting thing to just open up the box and find inside, that idea of politicians from different countries exchanging gifts as that kind of act of diplomacy is just something that has endured through generations. So Tom Carper, during his time as representative, was very involved in foreign relations. He did a lot of work on trade between the U.S. and Japan. So you can just imagine the Japanese delegation coming to his office and them exchanging, you know, gifts and him receiving this doll. So I just like that it embodied that act of diplomacy and kind of gives you like a little eye in an unusual way into what the activities of a congressman are day to day. We also have on display with the doll, we have a metal, it looks like a license plate, but what it actually is the parking tag for members of Congress. Mm. So these traditional metal tags, in this case it says 102nd Congress, so you would stick this under your windshield to be able to park on the Capitol complex.
This key over here is catching my eye. What about that?
Yeah, so this is a key. It's one of those big brass ceremonial keys to the town of Smyrna. So this is from the Dale and Clarice Wolfe papers. Dale Wolfe was a military veteran who also worked for DuPont and then became a Delaware politician later in his career in the 1980s and 1990s. He served briefly as lieutenant governor of Delaware and then governor during that time. So what we're seeing here is a mix of keepsakes from his military service. So we've got his identification card. We've got some ration stamps. He served at the Battle of Okinawa in Japan. So again, things that were very meaningful to him about his personal experience serving in World War II. And then we've complemented those materials with some materials related to his time in public office in Delaware. So the key to the town of Smyrna is, you know, that ceremonial key that he would have been presented, you know, as a politician. We've also got a pewter license plate cover that's got some Delaware iconography on it, as well as I'd say one of the objects that's really attracted people to the exhibition is a bottle of Blue Hen beer, which was something that was produced in the 1990s in Delaware.
Thanks to Hilary Kativa, head of special collections at UD's Morris Library, and R. Kyle McKinnon for showing us why history matters this week. The What They Saved exhibit runs through the end of May. For more information, visit the Greens page at our website, DelawarePublic.org.